Come up relating to this union of Chasi Isha. Bari Rava. Chetzyech bechatzi pruta. Chetzyech bechatzi pruta. Mahu. What if the person uses the following lashon in the Kiddushin? Half of you with half a pruta and another half with a chatzi pruta. What would we say in this case? Whether it's Debi Hashayla. Kevin de Amala chatzi pruta. Paska. Should we say that since he said chatzi pruta, so that means he's breaking her in half, he's stopping everything, and therefore we have a problem of chatzi isha? Odilma mona v'halichu. Or should we say that no, it's not considered a break? It's really a way of just counting as he's going along. He's counting and going along. That's the two studim of the shayla. How does Rashi explain? Paska, he's breaking up his dibur. You might say either breaking the dibur, breaking the isha. So therefore, we see this as a problem of chatzi isha. On the other hand, maybe not. Maybe we say mona v'hoichu, the reisha denosa amaskanan nami koi. So what he says initially is going on what he says afterwards. The lab lechetzoin hu, it's not called lechetzoin, the chatzi pruta lab artvisahu. Since chatzi pruta is not enough to be creating kedushin, so we say that it's all, what he says initially is going on what he says later. The way Rashi seems to explain mona v'holech, as opposed to paskel, her, what's the issue? When he says initially, chetzyech v'chatzi pruta, does he already intend to finish the sentence? Is he thinking then about the other half, that he really wants to do both halves? Or do we say no, that he has stated chetzyech b'chatzi pruta, and right now that's all he's thinking about, that's all he wants to do. He wants to do a kedushin l'chatzi isha. And once he said that, then he had on second thought, he suddenly dawned on him, oh, you know what, let me already be mekash the other half. That's what it sounds like from Rashi. So that's the question. Mona v'holichu means no, that's not paska. Paska means that it's considered a break, meaning in his mind, when he originally said the dibur of chetzich bechatzi pruta, all he intended was to do chatzi. And it's only afterwards that he decided to do the other thing. It's a problem. But mona v'holichu says no, that's not what we imagine, that he only originally wanted half and then suddenly he decided to do the other half. No, it's all part of his dibur, so it's one dibur on both halves. Reisha denosa maskana namikai. Therefore, it's not lachatzayin. Why would you? And now Rashi's explaining a little more in terms of the setting up the next shayla. Rashi concludes by saying, "The labra chatzayin hu dahachatzi puta labra tfisahu." What does Rashi mean here? Why would it be more mistaver to see this as a mona v'holech, as opposed to saying that he originally only wanted to do half? Because what did he say in this first sentence? He said chetzyech bechatzi pruta. Now chetzi pruta is labat tfisa. You can't have kedusha bechatzi pruta. So the person knows that. The Gemara daf nun beis adam yodeya in ishem eskevesh es pachas v'shava pruta. So obviously the person would have that understanding that he can mekadesh b'chatzi pruta. So obviously, what he's really doing is he's saying b'chatzi pruta and the other half, and all this was part of what his agenda was. So this is why we would understand perhaps that is mona b'holech one. Maybe not. Maybe l'maisa he only wanted to do half, and then afterwards he decided to do the other half. Says the Gemara. So this is the first shayla. Imtim Saloma is working off of one side of the previous shayla. Now what about the following? Imtim Saloma Mona V'Holichu. Let's assume, like the second side of the first shayla, that we indeed say that his intention from the very beginning was to do both halves, which is why it's not called a chatzi isha prav, Mona V'Holichu. He just wants his counting through. What about the following case? Chetzyech bepruta, the chetzyech bepruta mal. Let's say he didn't say chetzyech b'chatzi pruta, chetzyech b'chatzi pruta, he said chetzyech b'pruta, and then again chetzyech b'pruta. Now what? Kema da'amaru b'pruta u'pruta, since he's saying each time, each sentence says pruta paskel milse. So that means he's breaking his dibur up, and this is considered two separate diburim. In which case, you have a problematic kedushin of chatzi isha. And here it wouldn't be viewed as mona b'halach. Here you would say that he obviously originally wanted chatzich b'pruta, and then he decided, okay, the other half. It's a problem. Odilma, or perhaps, kol b'yomei mona b'halachu. As long as it's within the same day, this is again the hint to the next shayla. So then, despite the fact that he said pruta each time, but it's all part of his agenda to do the full kedushin on the full woman. Rashi says, came adama bepruta paska. So since he said pruta, so he's breaking it up. So his initial dibur was fachetzi, and that's its separate dibur. And what is he thinking, therefore? So he's making a mistake. He thinks that you can mekadesh the isha half the isha, and he's giving a pruta for mekadesh chatzi isha. So in the case of chetzich b'chatzi pruta, we wouldn't say such a thing. We would say mona v'holech, because of the fact that a person does know that you can mekadesh b'chatzi pruta. But in the case of chetzich b'pruta, we wouldn't necessarily say mona v'holech, because there it could very well be he thinks in kadosh chatzi isha. He learned that base in kedushin. He didn't learn that zayin in kedushin, right? So what's more commonly known is that base is the halacha. I don't mean the halacha of isha needs a pruta. So that's why there I would say mona v'holech more readily. But over here, ta'alom mashtim kadosh chatzi. Or perhaps here as well, kol biyome ho b'dayte l'gomro hayom, since he wants to what? He wants it to finish, it's all within the same day. Rashi's chorobo mashma here that within this shayla, the second shayla of chetzich b'pruta, it's a little bit mashma, I think Miranda's medayk this in Rashi, that included in this is, even if he would say chetzich b'pruta baboker, the chetzich b'pruta in the evening, a few hours from now, that's also part of what the Gemara would imagine be mona v'holech. According to tzada mona v'holech, it would even allow for, if again, assuming he said it all at the same time, that's b'pashtus, what Tosa is going to say also, but even if he allows for the second dibur to be relating to a later, not just the second half of the woman, but to a later part of the day, that's also included as well. According to tzada mona v'holech by pruta and pruta, it could even allow for the same day. That's what Rashi seems to say. B'dayte l'gomro hayom. Pashtus, it means that, not that he would say the second half of the dibur later. It means that, pashtus, it means that it would be nigmar hayom. That's a chur what Rashi would mean. And that's within the second shayla. Now we have a third question. So, again, the second question is going with an intim saloma off of the first. Maybe you wouldn't here want to say mona v'holech, but maybe even here you could say mona v'holech. Third shayla, intim saloma kol b'yomei mona v'holechu. If you say that you could say mona v'holech as long as it's the same day, and even though it was pruta each time, each diva said pruta, but he clearly didn't want to do a kedushin chatzi isha when he first said chatzi ech b'pruta. Obviously, he wants it all to be chetzich plus the other chetzich, as long as it's within the same day. But what about the following? Chetzich b'pruta ayom, chetzich b'pruta l'macher mahu. Let's say the way he sets it up, and here Tosis emphasizes, not that he says now half of this sentence and the other half later. He says it all right now. That's what Tosis points out. Kach amol b'pamachas. Chetzich b'pruta ayom, and he continues, v'chetzich b'pruta l'macher. But when he's speaking about the chetzich b'pruta, the other chetzich b'pruta, he says l'macha. Ma'u came to amal l'macha paska. So that's considered to be like, it's a new dibur. Oh, Dilma, no. Maybe even that. Hachi kamala. Kiddushin maschu meha idna. We tie the two Diburim together, and he's really trying to Mekadesh the Holy Seher, and he just wants to suggest that it's as if the Kedushin starts now and finishes tomorrow. So these are so far three Shailas. Let's go over them again, the three Shailas. Shaila number one is Chetzich Bechatzi Pruta Vechetzich Bechatzi Pruta. So on the one hand, you could say it's a problem of Chatzi Isha, because he said Chatzi Pruta Paska, and then you have no condition here. Or do we say Mona Vahorech? Rashi says what he says initially is going what he says later, so it's all one Dibur, and it's fine. It's fine. It's not called Chatzi Isha because he's saying it with the intention of finishing up with saying the other Chatzich. If you say in that case Mona Vaholech, that could very well be more because of the fact that a person is not getting Mekash with the Chatzi Pruta, he knows it. And therefore, he clearly has in mind the other Chetzich from the very beginning, so it's all one Dibur. What if he said Chetzich Bepruta, Chetzich Bepruta? So there, perhaps in that case, we would say Paska, and therefore you have a problem of Chatzi Isha. And if you say that that's also considered Mona Baha'ech, why? Because it is all B'yomei, it's all the same day. What if you want that the other Chetzich will be tomorrow? That sounds like he's making a separate Dibur for the Chetzich of tomorrow. Or do we say, no, it means the Aschola now all to continue, but he really wants to Mekadesh the entire woman. These are the three Shailas right now. The second is working off of an Imtim Salomar, assuming that it works in the first case. The third is working with Imtim Salomar that the second case also works. And this now is now the third Shaila that's unclear. This is where we are so far. Yeah?
Two questions. First of all, couldn't the Gemara have given another case of with today and tomorrow, but with half a pruta? I mean, that should have come before the third case. That would have been less than the first case of the Gemara could have said. Meaning, it's a bigger case to say a whole pruta.
Yeah, but you see, the maila in the first case, that is more reason to say Mona Vaholech.
Right.
So you're saying, what if you introduce the issue of Lamachar in terms of the first case? But it sounds like the Gemara was already, if the Intim Salomar is, you know, is already assuming Mona Vaholech, he's saying, what about if it's Lamachar? It could be that the fact that it's Chetzich and Chetzich would even overcome that barrier. I hear your question. What would it be in terms of going to the first case with the Lamachar? It's a good heart.
And just one more question.
Go ahead.
In terms of the first case, is the reason that we're going to say Pascha because, like, too bad, Yer Amir was on Chetzi of the woman, and therefore, just technically, that's not good? Or is it that we're going to say that he actually made a mistake and was thinking that half of the woman?
Well, let me phrase your question perhaps a little differently. Let me ask the following. In terms of the first case, being a problem. So what does the problem seem to boil down to on the side that it doesn't work? What? What's the problem? It's Chatzi Isha. Can you think of another problem? Chatzi Pruta. Not exactly what you're asking, but I'm taking off what you're saying. L'chora, the first case, there should be another problem. You can't be Kaddish Isha with Chatzi Pruta.
I mean, the Gemara says Kedil Omer L'Chatzi Pruta.
No, but the Gemara is saying it for the sake of explaining why it's a problem of Chatzi Isha.
It's a problem of
Chatzi Isha. I'm asking, Pashtus, what's the way Rashi seems to learn? Maybe you're going to say another Pshat in the Gemara, but the way it seems from Rashi, look at Rashi's words. Paska, this on the first Shaila. Rashi's, the word Paska, Dibur Maschil Rashi. Paska, that's the first time it says Paska in the Gemara is where? Is on the first Shaila. Of Chetzich Bechatzi Pruta, Chetzich Bechatzi Pruta. So on the side that it doesn't work, the Gemara says Pascha, Pascha with Muse, or Pascha, Pascha, right? Rashi says, Vahabli Kimkash Chatzai. So let's say better. Say, you know what the problem is? Kimkash Bechatzi Pruta. Yeah?
That's not actually the issue the Gemara is dealing with.
It's true. But like, what about the bigger issue?
What I'm saying is that's a double pasha to the Gemara. Obviously, Chatzi Pruta isn't going to work. So Dafi, you know why we have the detail of Chatzi Pruta? We have the detail of Chatzi Pruta only to tell you that maybe that's the reason why it would work. Meaning, of course, Mitzad, the, of course, mitzad the kesef and only having chati kesef, chati pruta, it's not going to work. So I'm not going to entertain that. The reason I have this detail is that, you know, maybe his das was really on the safe, maybe he always had das for the latter part of the statement, and then we can be mitzarif, and then you have no problems. Obviously, if he was only ever intending to be mekadesh or mekadesh,
obviously, if it's a monim b'halach, you solve the chati pruta problem as well. Understood. But on the side that it's a that's not, we don't say monim b'halach, we say paska. Is the problem merely a problem of chatzi isha, or does it seem to be also a fundamental problem of chatzi pruta? That's what I'm asking you. Ari?
Perhaps it wouldn't be an issue because if the whole issue of the chatzi pruta is that we're scared she's not going to like it, she's not going to be going to mouth, then it doesn't matter because she or she's getting it anyway.
You're saying something very nice. You're saying a very gishmak esvar, but you have to support it better. Okay, go back to Daf Gimel. I'm in base. Okay, so the Gemara says the context of Chalipin, that Chalipin works with Pachas Meshavah Pruta, and the Gemara concludes with Pachas Meshavah Pruta, finish the sentence in the Gemara, Gimon base. Lo, Mekanya, Nafsha, Girsas Rashi. Lo, Mekanya, Nafsha. Explains Rashi that what's the reason that you can't have Chalipin Pachas Meshavah Pruta, Lo, Mekanya, Nafsha, why? G'nai Le'isha. Now, the Gemara is discussing Chalipin, but we medayik from the Mordechai and other Rishonim that Rashi, that the svar that Rashi is saying there, it's not just by Chalipin, it's a svar by Kesef as well. That the reason why that Pachas Meshava Pruta doesn't work for Kesef, am I going too fast? Stay with me, everybody. Yeah? Doesn't work for Kesef is why Gnai, for the woman to miskadesh us, to give herself over for less than a Shava Pruta. That's how we were medayik back in Daf Gimel. Those who remember. Comes out that the real problem of Pachas Meshavah Pruta is always about the Gnai Le'isha, that she's going to give herself over less than Meshavah Pruta. Now, Ari, come with your svar. You know, in this case, she's going to get a Pruta in the total picture. She's going to get a Pruta. So that problem of Gnai doesn't necessarily apply. So the problem is still going to be, but you have a Chatzi Isha. Interesting. Interesting idea. Interesting idea. It'll be Rashi Gishitaso in a sense. I mean, I say Rashi Gishitaso because there's the Mashmo. You could have went to Gemara that the problem of Pascha does in fact become a problem of Chatzi Pruta. Look on the same page. Find it for me. Who says it? It wasn't on your sheet, but you can find it now. Who says that the problem is the problem of Chatzi Pruta? Look in the Gilyan of the Gemara. Can always depart from the sheet also if you don't. Tosus Riazakin, right in the beginning, right top of the page. Tosus Riazakin, Paschal and Mosei, Behova Amma Chatzi Pruta Lo Kumhu. Sounds like the problem here is the problem of Chatzi Pruta. But Rashi said differently, Pascha Havim Kasha Chatzoi. What you're saying, Ari, is nice because Rashi Gushitaso could be that you want a problem of Chatzi Pruta. Yeah, Isaac.
I think saying that is also clear from the next Rashi later when it says Keva Damar the Pruta Pascha, but he's saying that when the problem isn't Chetzi Pruta, because when it says Chetzi Pruta, we know that he doesn't think that he can actually be Mekadesh a woman the Chetzi Pruta, and that it's going to be Mitzarif with another Chetzi Pruta for that. But the problem that Rashi says by that Pruta is that because we could think that really the beginning of his das was really only on half of her because he used a pruta, and a pruta would mean that he has gemiras das for
again,
that.
Again, that's clear. That it, since a person is more likely to know that a person, Isha comes to be able to show a pruta, so there you can more readily accept the svar moniv haholeich that he doesn't really want to just stop with this, right, he wants to do it all.
The problem is just that, like, according to Rashi from that later Rashi, is just that chetzi pruta, we won't even, that's not the
again,
problem of the Gemara.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, the issue is in terms of what he knows and what he doesn't know, and because he knows that in Isha Mishkei Shav Pruta, he's obviously thinking about the whole thing. But the problem on the other side of the coin, that it's Pascha, is not the problem of Chatzi Pruta. That's what we notice. Rashi says, the Havri Kim Mekadesh Chatzoi. So why not the problem of Chatzi Pruta? Now there's another svar that one could say. This could be helpful when we get to the next part of the Gemara that I'm not going to read today. It could be, one could tie in that second Menachem, that maybe again, we'll have to see more specifically inside the Gemara later, that if a person is doing, you might say, two chalos kedushins, two conditions, but the terms in between the two parties where the money is being transferred, there's a pruta, maybe that's sufficient. In other words, he's saying chetzyech v'chatzi pruta, chetzyech v'chatzi pruta, but at the end of the day, or at the end of the day, at the end of the whatever, she's giving her pruta. So the issue would only be a problem of chatzi isha, because as far as not a chatzi isha, he's doing chatzi isha, but he's giving a pruta. The maaseh is giving a pruta. The nesina sakesef was one of a pruta. So he's doing two chalos, and a chalos of chatzi and a chalos of chatzi. Let's leave the problem of chatzi isha out right now. The maaseh is giving a pruta. So maybe there's not a problem of kedushin b'chatzi pruta. If you're giving a pruta, you can do two kedushins with one pruta. Maybe. Okay, we'll have to see later in the Gemara. So therefore, the problem is going to have to be only one of chatzi isha. It's another thing to think about. Again, Tosfos Beis-Zalkin says right off the bat, the problem is chatzi pruta, but Rashi didn't say that. Okay, Menachem, let me say
for. No, also just because it's more fundamental.
Ignoring that. Okay, which was more fundamental? I don't know. This is the issue that comes over here. The other one is on that base.
And you can't, right, but I'm saying in terms of, you don't even have any case to begin with. Forget about whether you're giving a proof or not. Just
okay. I can hear that this is more fundamental. I hear that I think it's more fundamental.
Yeah. Isn't it hard to say this further I'm saying? Because we're only saying this in terms of we're not sure if he's going to continue on with the Kiddushin. So how can we go on to say that, oh, since her Das is going to be on the full proof that she's going to end up getting, so Mimela, she's like in it with him. But this holds out of the suffix.
Yeah, but what he's thinking is one thing. What she's getting from what he's saying, he said in one big sentence. So you're saying she only knows she's getting the fruit after he finishes the sentence. We'll see a little bit about that in the Beis Yosef. We'll see maybe in terms of the Ritzu issue.
But how can we say
if at the end of his sentence she knows he's getting a pruta, then maybe there's no problem of a chatzi pruta. But here you're saying she doesn't know she's getting a pruta until he finishes the sentence. Okay, I have to think about it. It's interesting. Yeah.
I shouldn't understand. What was the difference between the last part we said and the first thing we were saying in Rashi?
The two theories. One idea that I brought up was that Rashi and Dav Gimel said that the problem of chatzi pruta, hafif mishav pruta, by Chilipin, and we said also by Kesef, is the fact that it's a Gnaili Isha, that she should give herself over the Kedushin and less than the Pruta. If that's the problem, then in a case like this, where she's at the end getting a Pruta, so even though there's a Chatzi Pruta on half of her, there wouldn't be a problem in the Kaddish Pesach of a Pruta, because since she's getting a total Pruta, so she's not a Gnai. Gnai is only if she's only ending up with less than the Pruta. That was one. What I'm saying now, a second idea, is that it could be that the problem of Pasuk Pruta is that if you're only giving less than a Pruta for Kedushin, but if I'm giving a Pruta for more than one Chalos Kedushin, for two different Maisa Kedushins, a Maisa Kedushin and a half, and a Maisa Kedushin and a half, could be there's no problem of Mekadipach Pasuk Pruta, because as long as you have a Pruta being given, you can use one Pruta to accomplish two different transactions of Kedushin. Okay, but that would mean to have to wait a little bit for the next good month. Yeah.
Maybe just to go back to what Gedalia mentioned about why the question about on two separate days doesn't go for a chetzik pruta.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe you could say that because for chetzik pruta, it was only one dibur. So like there was never even a tzad to suggest what would happen if it was extended over multiple days. But in the chetzich v'pruta, chetzich v'pruta, the Rashi was explaining, I think Rabbi also said, that it's two diburs which are mitzdarif them together. So once you're mitzdarif from separate diburim, then you come on to the question of what would happen, how long of a time frame you had to mitzdarif the diburim. But in the chetzich v'pruta, chetzich v'pruta, it's one dibur.
It's more, I mean, but again, if there's a pasuk, there's a tzad thing more to say pasuka. And if Pascha is more shaykh in the same day, Kobi Yomei, so why can't you hear that that here you would say Pascha more readily if you have it a macha? I don't know. In other words, the macha separate gives you pushes back against the Mona Baholeh. and you still need to come on to Manu Bahoich to save the day in the first Shaila.
So in the second Shaila, the Manu Bahoich was Daka Manu Bahoich the Chayoma.
Right. So he's asking, so why not consider the possibility of that you don't see Mona Baholech if it's a separate day within the first place?
Because that wasn't a Kol Yom Mona Baholech. That was just a Mona Baholech.
Yeah, but maybe if you would start separating the days, then maybe it wouldn't be Shach to say Mona Baholech anymore. So it gives us pause that maybe it's not Mona Baholech. The same way it gives us pause on the second Shach that you don't see Mona Baholech on a separate day. You know? I hear so well what you're saying. I hear this. Good. I don't know. I don't. It's a good shay. Yeah, Abram.
Does it help if the Gemara knows that the issue of Chatzi Pruta, but since it's like it's bringing this whole chain of scenarios that also needs to be based on not a question of the Chatzi Pruta, whether or not
I can't. You were saying I think on the Nachum is like, we're sort of ignoring this Chatzi Pruta issue because we're dealing with the Chatzi Ishi. So yeah. Okay. We're suggested. Yeah. Okay. So now we have. So far, how many shaylos have been presented in the Gemara?
Three.
The first and the second, the Gemara is sort of working with the assumption that it works, that we could say Mona Baholech in the case of Chatzi Pruta, Chetzich B'Chatzi Pruta, Chetzich Pruta, and we might also say Mona Baholech in the case of Chetzich B'Pruta, Chetzich B'Pruta, because again, the idea of Mona Baholech in Rashi sounds like it's, what he says initially is already anticipating what he's going to say later, so it's really not a dibur of chatzi. He really wants to mekadesh her completely. But what about if it's gemacha? That's already a question. That's where we are right now. Comes the Gemara now with another issue. In fact, the Gemara, the following: shnei chetzich bipruta mahu. Let's say he has the following. He says shnei chetzich bipruta. So it's. So here it's mamish one dibur, right? He says shnei chetzich bepruta, but the pruta he says should be for shnei chetzich. He breaks her up into two. Your two halves bepruta. So now hachavadai bechadzim lekamala. So here clearly he's saying it all at one time, in one dibur mamish, and therefore there should be no problem at all. Odilma, or perhaps no, this won't work. Why? Ain't isha miskadeshes gachatzoyin klal? Says Gemara, take. Maybe what? Maybe you cannot have a woman be miskadeshes gachatzoyin at all. What is the point here? The problem of chatz isha exists over here, despite the fact that it was bechad zimna, meaning everything was mamish together. Chatz zimna. He doesn't break himself up. There's no paska here to speak of. It's not a. It's all together. But he says shnei chetzich. But the formulation was a formulation of the mekadesh you piecemeal. It wasn't a paska in his dibor. That's the chadzimna of the gemara. It's not paska in the dibor. The dibor is one, but the dibor reflects a kedushin of chatzi and chatzi. Because the sentence was shnei chetzich b'prut. So now the Gemara is presenting seemingly a new consideration that has not yet entered into the discussion. Namely, seemingly, in other words, if I ask you here, does Mona Baholech have any relevance to this question? Can Mona Baholech save the day in the last shaila that we just read? The way I just touched the Gemara. What does the Gemara seem to say? On the tzad that it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? Because ain't isha miskadesha eslachat soin klal. The dibur is one dibur. But nonetheless, it doesn't matter. It doesn't help you. Because you're trying to mikadesh her as a chatzi and a chatzi. And that also fails the test of isha below chatzi isha. That's a problem. What did Mona Baholech do for us? It allowed us to mitzayet the dibur as one. That everything, what he says at the beginning, it's all connecting to the second part. So he's doing it as, you know, he wants to mekadesh the whole isha. He's just spelling it out as half and then the other half. And then it's okay. If you go with Mona Baholech, and the other side was no, paska. He was saying two dibur. But in this case, what? How many diburim are there? Chetzeich, shtei chetzeich bepruta. How many diburim? One. But the Gemara is still arguing that it shouldn't work because einish miskeis lachatzayim krab. What does that mean? That it's still called taking her as chatzi. Chatzi and chatzi is a problem of chatzi isha. Even though the Maisa in this Dibur, you're taking the whole Isha, but you're taking her in what manner? In a manner of Chatzi Chatzi. By the way, this is the case that Rav Chaim used to prove his Yisod, that the problem of Chatzi Isha must relate certainly to what? To the Maisa of Kicha. If you were to argue that the problem of Chatzi Isha is a function solely of the chalos, that Isha cannot have a chalos of an Isha that miskadeshes half of her, you can't have a chalos Ishas of half on half the Isha. Here, the Maisa, the chalos is all happening in the Vasachas, on the whole Isha. Shtei chetzeich bepruta. So what's the chalos coming to do here? To mikadesh the two halves. So what could be the problem? Why is the Gemara suggesting there's a problem? Clearly the Gemara understood the problem of Chatzi Isha to be a problem in the Maisa Kicha. The Gemara says, so what's this? Is this called a problem in the Maisa Kicha or not? When you're taking her as Shtei Ches Yech Bepruta, were it to be a problem not of the Maisa, just in the Chalos, what's the problem here? Wait, but we saw the Sugyan Gitin, everybody. We saw the Tosis over there by the Chetzi Shivach, Chetzi Baskonish, and the Yimakadishar, and then the Shtachvira. And we saw the what? That if you say that it were, that initially it was Mikodeshes, because Lo Shir B'Kinyano, what happens later on? Either Paki, or what? Gamri. And Tosis says, why do you have to assume that? Tosis discusses, right, the issue there is because there's a problem of Chatzi Isha. Tosis Rush over there. What do you see from Tosis? There's no, there the Maisa was fine. There was no Shia, Vikinyana, it was not a problem at the time. What do we see in that Tosis? That the problem in the Chalos. Yeah, so what was Chaim going to do with that? With the Tosis? Oh, both, they're both true. You can have a problem in the chalos, even if the maisa was fine. But Rav Chaim is showing this gemara that even if the chalos is not a problem, it could be a problem in the maisa kicha to take the haruch chasoyin. But that's the shaila: is this a problem in the maisa kicha or not? Okay, good. Now, if we ask ourselves this case in connection to the previous cases, l'chayra, if this case is a teiku, which it is. So, what would we now go back and say in the earlier case? Let's go back to Chetzeich, the first two cases that the Gemara said Intim Salomar on. Chetzeich v'chatzi pruta, Chetzeich v'chatzi pruta. So the Gemara has a shayla on that. The Gemara says Intim Salomar that we say Mona Baalech. What about Chetzeich v'pruta v'chetzeich v'pruta? And Rashi explained, oh, because here already you could say Pascha, because pruta, he's saying pruta each time. Or do we say Mona Vaholech here as well? And then Intim Saloma, Kol B'yom Mona Vaholech, what about today and tomorrow? But the two first, the initial Shailas, the Gemara said Intim Saloma. Now that we have a third Shaila and a fourth Shaila, and the fourth Shaila is Shtei Chetzeich B'Pruta, and that leads us to a Teiku. So what would you want to say about the Halacha if you had to go back and address the first two cases? L'chayr, what should be the din? Suffolk, because you can't use Mona Vaholech to be machria that it's a fine kedushin in light of the fact that the Gemara is even entertaining at sad that it won't work if you say Shtei Chetzeich B'Pruta, because L'maisa Ein Isha Miskadesh Chatzayin Klal, you can't do a Maisa Kicha where you're allowing the Maisa Kicha to relate to half and half. So Mona Vaholech can be no better. This is how many Rishonim assume that if you have a teiku here, the teiku is obviously going to end up influencing what we had before, that we really have no akra on any of these shailas at all. Someone had hands up? Who was it? Shlomo? Someone in the back? Someone? Yeah, Yossi.
I'm just a bit confused. What's the story behind
I don't think Rav Chaim means that the Shail is Gufa in Rav Chaim's Chakira. One could have maybe thought in those terms. I think it's Pshat Rav Chaim took for granted that the problem is certainly a problem in the Maisa. You can't take an Isha L'Chatzoyim. But is this a problem of taking Isha L'Chatzoyim? Because after all, you're saying Chetzi and Chetzi. So because you're actually specifying half and half at the same time, maybe that's not called taking al chatzayin, because you're taking half and half, which is a whole. Or do we say, no, because you're taking the whole in the manner of half and half, that also is called a ma'aser kicha, that's flawed. Not that the shayla is, well, maybe it's okay because you only say the problem is in the chalos and not in the ma'aser. Again, you could have entertained such a way of reading the Gemara's shayla. Rav Chaim didn't see. Rav Chaim took the shayla as, is it a problem of a ma'aser kicha chatzayin if you say shnei chatzayin beprut? Again, were it to be a problem only in the chalos, there's nothing to ask. The answer is it's a problem in the ma'aser kicha. You can't take an isha al chatzayin. You can't do a ma'aser kedushin of chatzay isha, a ma'aser kedushin of kadosh chatzay isha. But here, you're taking half of her and saying half plus half. Shnei chatzayin beprut. Is that called you're taking a chatzi isha, or is it not called you're taking a chatzi isha?
In the Amud before, instead of when the Gemara is bothered by Chetzi and Chetzi, by saying or saying that, oh, she can't marry two people, why not just go with this svar that Eni Shem is Bedesh Lechet Bechetzi? Why by Chetzi and Bedesh Lechetzi do we say...
No, the...
That's
the problem. No, the problem of Chatzi Isha is Ki Yikach Ish Isha. Isha Velo Chatzi Isha. What is that Zeres HaKasa telling us? It's telling us that either the only problem in the Chalos, you cannot have a Chalos of Kicha of Chatzi Isha. Rav Chaim says that can't be the whole story. What it's also telling you is you cannot, it is not called a proper Maisa Kedushin. It's a flawed Maisa Kedushin. You cannot take a Chatzi Isha. Ki Yikach Ish Isha V'lo Chatzi Isha, that you cannot, this is not a proper Maisa Kedushin. Rav Chaim, remember, has this idea of Maisa Kicha. It goes even better with that. It's not just about giving Kesef and the Kenyan. It has to be through the prism called a Maisa Kicha. If it doesn't stand up to that, then even with the Kenyanim Shabo and the Das and everything else, it's still not going to work. Okay, add that if you wish, but basically, it's not a proper ma'aser kicha, a ma'aser kedushin, if you do it on a chatzi isha. Says the Gemara, what about this? Is this called a ma'aser kicha of chatzi isha or not? He says, shtei chetzeich biprut. Yeah, no.
Just to clarify, so in the first two cases, we had in Saloma, but once I've used Mona the Holy, at that point, I don't have the issue of a split dibor anymore. But now that I don't have an issue of a split dibor, all these two original cases are equivalent to the last case in the Gemara. Meaning they just will become the last case in the Gemara of Shnei Chatzayin Kufruta, and now you're left with the exact same issue.
Okay,
you
can put it that way. This is the problem that everyone has now with the Rambam. Let's take a look. How does the Rambam pass? Perek Gemol Ishur Halacha Yud. Dr. Rambam. Amar la, harei chetzyeich mekuda shli bepruta, vechetzyeich bepruta. Okay, what shaila was that in the Gemara? Listen again.
Second.
O she'amar la, or if he would tell her harei chetzyeich mekuda shli vechatzi pruta, vechetzyeich ha'acher vechatzi pruta. What shaila was that? First one. Paskins the Rambam. Harei zu mekudeshes. Now, the marker for the Rambam is a klal of the Gaonim that's brought very often in, sometimes in the Rif and other places, that the Rambam, even though the Gemara seemingly raised it as a question, but the Gemara uses the word imtim salomar to springboard from that to another question. So the klal that's given by the Gaonim is that whenever you find in the Gemara an imtim salomar, that's a way of saying that we're machriya like that side, because you see you're working already assuming one side of the previous shaila, now you're going further, so it's like the Gemara was taking sides on the two sides of before, and one is already assuming one side is more mistaken. So that's the marker for the Rambam in terms of you know why he felt he could paskin like on these two cases that were shaila in the Gemara, because on the first shaila the Gemara had the second shaila and Tim Saroma Mona Valech, and then on the second shaila of Chatzich Peputa Chatzich Peputa, the Gemara says in Tim Saroma Mona Valech because it's called the Yome, and then Gemara had the third shaila about today and tomorrow. So the Gemara the Rambam said Tim Saroma twice in the Gemara. That's a way of saying oh, Mona Valech goes for shaila one, can paskin. Monavah goes on Shaila 2, the Paskin, Nikudesh. That's what the Rambam says. Then the Rambam continues with Shailos that are, with cases that are not clearly Mikudesh. Amar Lachetzich Mikudesh Shri Veputa Hayom, Lachetzich Veputa Lamachar. Again, we have to think about Gedaya's case. Chetzich, Chatzich Veputa Hayom. But meanwhile, we'll only go with the case of the Gemara. Chetzich Mikudesh Shri Veputa Hayom, Lachetzich Veputa Lamachar. Good. Shnei chetzich b'pruta, that's the shayla we just read, and then the Rambam brings shaylos that are coming in next part of the Gemara. Shnei b'nosayich l'shnei banai b'pruta, b'tech mekudesh l'li parascha, mekudesh nechura li b'pruta. Again, all coming up in the Gemara. O b'tcha v'karaka'acha li b'pruta, b'chol e'u mekudesh es b'safik. So as far as the shaylos that follow in the Gemara, the Rambam paskins, it's a safik edition. That means that the case that we just read now, Shnei Chesich B'Pruta, that's a suffix. What's the tzad of the suffix? That may be the Chad Zimna, perfect, or no, Einyin Shebis Kadesh Yitzu Chad Tzayin Krab. That means that the Rambam is entertaining a suffix in Shnei Chesich B'Pruta. The way we just learned up the Gemara, what's the tzad that it's not good? Because the Maisa, you're doing a Maisa, you're doing a Kikicha of Chatzi Isha, even though it's in Shtei Chetzich, but you're doing it peacefully. No, so how could the Rambam say in the first two Shailas, Mikudeshes? What does the Gemara say? Why Mikudeshes? Tim Saloma Mona Baholech. No, Mona Baholech is just a way of saying that he's thinking about the next part of the sentence. So how could it be better than Shtei Chetzich Bepruta? So if the Gemara leaves with a shayla teku on this case, then how can you machmir the early cases? On the tzad that this case doesn't work, the problem is still present in the earlier cases. This is what everybody screams on the Rambam. The Ravid starts the story, right? Starts it off. Fet the Ravid, Hasagas Ravid. Shtei chetzich b'pruta. That was one of the cases. The Rambam says Safek Mikudeshes. Amar Avram. In zu safek. Why? Mipnesha in the isha miskadeshes v'chatzayin. If this is a subject because he cannot have Kedushin al-Chatzon, Osen Shel Maila Lami Miskadesh Es Vadei. How could the Rambam said in the previous two cases that Miskadesh Es Vadei, Ela Kuan B'Safik? No, it was in the first two cases of the Rambam. That the previous two. The cases the Rambam says, Chatzich, 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 Pruta, Chatzich, Chatzich, Pruta, Chatzich, Pruta, Chatzich, Pruta. It's not going to be better. What did we say? Mone Baholech. Mone Baholech. But Lemaisa, Shtei Chatzich, B'Pruta, should have all the Maila Mona Baholech and still know them, possibly. This is the Rashba's Kasha, also the Rashba here, quoted by the Magid Mishnah. Look at the Magid Mishnah. What's the Rambam basing its tzak on? Eilu habeis chalokim sheizkir Rabbeinu b'vayis v'gemara b'imtim saloma shebukudeshes Rabbeinu posek b'chol makom ki'imtim saloma. That's the cloud the Rambam is using. We know where it's coming from. Avo Harashba Zalkasa Ve'ena Mechuvar, he says, the Shnei Chetzich B'Pruta Tfei Adif Mikulu. Better than all the cases that I've earlier mentioned, the Shnei Chetzich B'Pruta. Because the Kama B'Chad Zimna, it's all one time. And yet, Saka B'Teku, V'Koshik Anida. Oh, the list of the Kama Sh'Inish Miskadeshes L'Chatzoyim Klau, Mashba T'Koyecha the Kama Sh'Chetzi Klau, Ena Mekudeshes. Ovada M'Stava, the Mekulu, have you something. Ad Kandvara, V'Zau Dasa, Rav Avram Basa Gosa. No? Yeah? No. So the Rishonim come to defend the Rambam. Some Rishonim, the Ran, the one we can look at the Ran, maybe look at the Ran. They quote from the Ran. Ran says something. But the show is what is it helping? What is he saying exactly? Inyan halach. The paragraph begins. Inyan halach. Right. Everybody have it. Inyan halach. Pasak Rambam zal. The tarti boy kamoi. The first two shaylos. Daniel chesich b'chatsi puta. Chesich b'chatsi puta. O chesich puta. Chesich b'puta. Davi mekudesh es gemura. Mishum da'amina b'ruim timtzalom emonim b'horichu. That case, and also Shnei Chesich Beputa, the Lekim Bohun Tim Saloma, there's no Tim Saloma said on that, the Sok and the Tekel, that emerges with Tekel, Pasak Zal, Dami Savin Kudesh. Yeah? The Heshabal of a Ravid Zal, the Ravid asks on the Rambam, the Shnei Chesich Beputa, Tfei Adif from the Kulu. It's better than all the cases before me, the Kamba Bechad Zimna, but Filachi, Sok of the Tekel, Koshke Nidach. How does the Gemara read according to the Ravid? I think the Gemara says in Tim Saloma before on the first and second shot. It sounds like Gemara has already arrived at a conclusion, and Tim Saloma is a way of giving away that there's a conclusion here. But then Gemara brings a new Shaila in, but it seems to be backpedaling from the Tim Saloma before. How does it lay out in the Gemara according to the Ravid? I mean, after all, don't we always say Tim Saloma is Achra? Uledvarav ki be'inan. When we have the Shaila, Shnei Chesich Beputa Mahu, Hachi Karmina. It's like there would be another Intim Salomer that would be sort of neutralizing the earlier one. Intim Salomer Bechorani Delavi Mekudeshes. In other words, it's now a Shaila that's going in the other direction. If you want to tie in on the other cases that it doesn't work, it's pushing back on the other Intim Salomers and say that all those cases don't work. Maybe this is better than all the others. Hasim Udama Chesich Bechesich. So it's not the chatzim, that's one and then the other. Dikol meima paska. There you could say paska because he said chetzich and then chetzich. Avol hacha da, and each time he said pruta. Avol hacha da mishnei chetzich bevasachas mahu. Hacha vadi v'chatzim na kamala, so it's better than the other cases being worse. Odilma enishim iskidetzi chasson kal, v'afil v'chiyai gav nesoka v'teku. V'kerim ishidu sotim mikudeshes, if this is a suffix, in koshkin chetzich v'chatzim pruta v'chetzim chetzim pruta, and also chetzich beputa, the recommend by telling kudeshes vaday elus feiko. So we understand the Ravid very well, right? Watch what we do for the Rambam. Okay, ready? Yeah, Avi. No? Oh, sorry.
I'm not sure if this maybe potentially in the above cases, in the first cases, what we say in one of the whole, like, it's almost like we're transforming the case into as if, like, he's not really splitting up, because, like, we're saying that he never, like, for example, the first case, he never really meant to do half and half, because, like, he knows it's not going to work. You just have to say that. So we're almost turning it as if he's saying everything.
Okay, what you're trying to do here is a very valiant attempt, which is good. You want to reinterpret Monei V'Holech. No. It's good. What you're saying is good. We have to see what the Ran says. We'll see maybe in the Tosis V'Azakin in a minute also. The Gemara's words Monei V'Holech, Rashi gave us certain interpretations. We were biased by Rashi's pshat. Rashi seems to set it up as he already knows what he's going to say later, so it's about making it one dibur. He knows already. He knows that Nisham is Kadesh is both Jarputa, and even if by case of Pruta Bruta, but he really is thinking about what he's going to say later, so he's already making one dibur. If it's about making it one dibur, then obviously the last case is one dibur already, and it still may be no good, so how could the first cases be better? But if we were to understand Mona Baholich in a different way, then there's what to say. Then maybe Mona Baholich has more relevance in the first two cases than in the last. In other words, and we'll see what the Ram says maybe, and we'll try to maybe look, we'll parse it, look at Tosfos V'Azakin in a minute. The Mona Baholech maybe has to do with what you're actually doing, what your kinyan is. not about the dibur. L'maisa, in the last case, you are clearly saying chetzich, shtei chetzich. There's no question that you are doing here a maisa kicha of chetz, chetzi isha, except you're doing chetzi and chetzi. There's no two ways about it. Perhaps, in the first cases, there's an advantage over the last case, and that intim saloma could be preserved. What Mona Vahorich is doing is allowing us to view the shtei, chetzich, as really a taking her as one. Whereas here, it's worse. Here, you're leaving her in the state of half and half. That's what I think you're trying to do. Okay, so we'll see. See the Ran Magen Mishnah, and then we'll put, but I think there's more to it. Let's see. Zok the Ran, Udidei and Kushya, so Kushya. I don't think it's a problem. In the earlier Shilas, Ikula Meimar. There we can say in Tim Salom Mone Baholech. There Mone Baholech has validity. It's a good svar there. Mashenkin Vay Basvaisa, the Roshayach Meimar Bamanach. No, the Ran is using Mone Baholech to the rescue. It's not. Now our problem is Mone Baholech Chachorah cannot make any better than making it one Dibur. That was what we were thinking because we read Rashi. He's assumed Mone Baholech is very relevant. And Mona Baholech is less shayach in the last case than the earlier cases, and therefore the last case remains a shayach, the earlier cases are good. But he explains, why is Mona Baholech not so mistavra in the last case? The Hakamra Bipruta. He says Pruta, and yet he says Shnei Chatzich. Alma Daiti Chatzil Chatzoy. So that's a Chatzi Isha problem, because yes, you said one time, one Dibur, but you said Chatzoy. Mona Baholech can't fix that. Vein Ishus HaChatzot. V'shemach HaPshita LeTalmud HaBetatik HaMaisa DeMekudeshes. Because what would be the reason why the first cases could be better? Shem the time of the Mona Baholech. V'shemach HaYomar Tim Tzaloma. Avo Bein Bo'i DeChatzich Pruta Yom U'Bo'i Bas Reis Adjinei Chatzich Bepruta. The next two questions that don't get resolved. V'shemach Vim Tim Tzaloma Kral. V'shem Dechol Chodah Ika Ma'isa Dreyesa. Each of those two cases, chetzich hayom, pruta hayom, chetzich pruta umachar, or shtei chetzich bepruta, there's an advantage and a disadvantage. It's not a slam dunk for sure going to be, you know, kal v'chomer from one to the other. There's a ma'ale and a chesar. The godanu l'chavata. The b'chetzich bepruta hayom, ikal meimar, the kevin de rabbi, this is, he means in two cases vis-a-vis each other also, he's saying. Chetzich pruta hayom, ikal meimar, the kevin de rabbi yom mei paskei l'mil sei, hefz gomor. Since it's not biyome, it's a break. It's a break. It's not biyome. Ubahagriya mishnei chetzich bepruta, and that in that respect is worse than the case of shnei chetzich bepruta shum mekadoshes basachas. But on the other hand, badifa mine. But it's also better than the last case. Mishum ditfei ikal meima b'moni b'holech. In other words, there's a moni b'holech that's more shayach to the case of chetzich bepruta. The chetzich bepruta, whether hayom machar, the hayom machar makes it worse. But the fact that he says pruta chetzich bepruta lends itself to say mona v'holich. Shtei chetzich bepruta doesn't lend itself to say mona v'holich. The shtei ikel meima b'mona v'holich ve'avgav de rabbi yome mi b'yeh basvaisa de lo shach b'mona v'holich ka. In other words, when the Gemara raises the last two questions, you couldn't use them to solve my language in linking them together, because those two cases vis-a-vis each other, one has a maila that the other doesn't have, and vice versa, and each one has a downside that the other doesn't have. The maila of pruta hayom and chetzich pruta lemachar, the maila is that the mona v'holech can be applied here. The chesaron is it's hayom and machar. Shnei chetzich the pruta has the maila that it's all one time, but it doesn't have the same mona v'holech idea, because clearly you're doing chatzoyin. So mona v'holech seems to be solving the chatzoyin issue, not making it one dibur. That seems to be what the rabbi, he doesn't say that, but that's what he's saying in a sense. The avagad del trebay kamaisa ikabul chad hach ma'isa greis afilachi tfei chashvin ma'isa didhu the mona v'holech migreis hafzik shabeh. In other words, yes, shnei chashvin b'pruta has an advantage, it's all one's man, but the first two have Amon Ba'orech, which is really, really appropriate there. It's the same day. It's not even 2 days. So the Mona Ba'olech of the first 2 cases can outweigh the drawback that it's not Bechad Zimna. Mishamachi, if she's to trade by Kamoy, Betati Basrai, Saka Beteku, the school of thing. The last two sort of are the same equal weight in terms of the study Hashayla, because each one has a Maila that the other one doesn't have, and therefore they remain unresolved. The first two, which are Beyome, so what counteracts the weakness that those cases have? That it's not the Chazimna, the fact it's Mona Ba'olech, we're there more likely. But what is he saying? I mean, I hear words. But, and then Maki Mishnah says, L'chayre, it has to do with a different way of reading Mona Ba'olech. Take a look at Tosus V'Yazaki. How does he touch Mona Ba'olech? Take a look. The second Dibra Maschil already. Mona Ba'olech, who? Zakti Tosus V'Yazaki. Haveray, this is on the very first mention of the Gemara Mona Ba'olech. What's the case? Chetzyech be. First case. Chetzyech be. What? Chatzi pruta. The chetzyech be chatzi pruta. And this is the most obvious Mona Ba'olech case that there is. So what did Rashi say? You know that you can't be cast with the chatzi pruta, so your das is already in what you're going to say later. This is not what he says. That's Rashi's Mona Ba'olech. Veishu the Milsa Maskele Nami Koi. Tosus V'Yazaki says like this: Havelei Ki'ilu Omar His Katsheli Bepruta Veheilech Chetzyech B'Chetzy Pruta V'Chetzyech B'Chetzy Pruta. I don't know if he's taking the word Holech to mean like Heilech literally, but certainly the spirit is what is that. Okay, maybe literal too. But what is he saying? Mona V'Holech is what he's saying means that you are basically Mekadesh Har with a Pruta, you're just making the Cheshbin. A Pruta for all of you equals elementary math, right? Half of you for half a Pruta, half of you for half a Pruta. So I'm giving you now, you know, the Pruta in 2 installments. But why don't I Mekadesh all of you with what with a Pruta? I'm just laying it out for you. Hey, Lechatsi, Lechatsi. Holy Shatna Gemara. Mona Ba'olech, I'm just counting it out for you. So Mona Ba'olech, Havi Ki'ilu Amar Eskach. So it's not a Kiddush on the Chatzayin. He's not taking half of her. He's taking the whole Isha, the Pruta, and he's just simply counting out the Pruta in two parts. Here, I'm giving the Pruta half, and there's the other half. But what I mean by Kaddish, I'm Kaddish all you with the Pruta. That's the Tzad of Mona Ba'olech. Now, why is that more a better shot in the first case? Why is Mar now the new Shaila? In Tinsalom Mona Ba'olech, in the case of Chetzyech B'Chatzi Pruta, Chetzyech B'Chatzi Pruta, but what about Chetzyech B'Pruta? Chetzyech B'Pruta. Now already, maybe here it's Pascha. Or maybe here it's Rav. Mona Ba'olech. Why is it harder to say Mona Ba'olech in the second case? Because in the first case, Mona Ba'olech makes sense. A Pruta gets divided into half a Pruta, half a Pruta. Here you said Chetzyech B'Pruta, B'Chetzyech B'Pruta. So you're not dividing. So the Mona Ba'olech, you're not dividing the Pruta. You're not making your division in terms of the Pruta. Look what he says. Chetzyech B'Pruta Ma'u Da. Next piece. Kita Mona Ba'olech Shaych Tfei Kishemachalik Al HaChesbon Yoser Mishekol Mishkish Mikishekolel Ha'echad U'machalik Kiracha. In other words, when I machalik the pruta, then I hear more readily the pshat of Mona Ba'olech. I'm the kaddish all of you, but I'm giving you half with a pruta, but I'm giving you half a pruta for half of you, half for another half of you. Then Mona Ba'olech, I'm just sort of adding it up. I'm just making the accounting. But if I say chetzyech bepruta, chetzyech bepruta, so then you're going to have to stretch the Mona Ba'olech idea here. To say that I'm a kaddish with a pruta, chetzyech bepruta, chetzyech pruta means half of you and another half. I'm dividing you up, but it's I'm a kaddish all of you with the pruta. But why is it harder to say it? Because you divide the isha. Umasik the apikai gav nami mona b'holich. Why holov of a trei diburei v'chalik ha'isha? The roshes hakaddish nechul yachad. So he wants the condition to be chal together. And then he goes on. Now, look at Shnei Chetzich B'Pruta. Says the Tosfos HaZaken, Shnei Chetzich B'Pruta, Hacha lo matzina lemeimer mona b'holich. Da b'dibur echad amar. V'lo shayich mona b'holich, el kis'osa shnei dibur m'chayik minyana. The contrary. This is a little bit like the Ran, but he explains it very mefurish. Mona b'holich is only shayich if you have two diburim. So then I'm saying the chalos of kola isha b'pruta, I'm just simply laying it out. I'm breaking it down into its, you know, into its subcategories. But here you can't do that. So here it's worse. Here it's worse. You don't have mona b'holich. The chadzim nekomar. But then again, maybe it's good because v'hukiu amakurich b'pruta or mikudeshes. Odilma ein shemitzvah chasayin klal hecha dilekatayim the mona b'holich. You have to use the mona b'holich to allow it. Take continues Tosfos HaZaken. Now it gets into the Rambam. Helkach v'hani trei boy kamoi mikudeshes v'adai damin mona b'holich. V'idach boy de lo yifshita v'chein dasa Rambam zal. And then he brings the other shittas and he disagrees with it. Ikamasha pirashnu. So the Chora, the Rambam has to understand Mona B'Holich differently than we went in Rashi. Okay, that's one Inyan that we have to try to think about a little bit. The other Inyan for tomorrow, and then Hemshacha tomorrow if we could, is the Tosfos. Tosfos brings us to the Inyan of back to the Pashta issue. And the Chora, in the case of our Gemara, is why not allow for Pashta, since she obviously is Misratzer to the whole Kedusha. Hey, Tanya.
That's it, the Pruta. How come we can't sugar, according to the reason, how come we can't sugar that as he's giving two Prutas and then saying one half is one half?
So that we'll see in the Tosfos in the Beis Meir. Why not say it's two Prutas? Yeah. It's a good, we'll discuss maybe tomorrow. Lechur, are you giving two Prutas or one Pruta? What do you intend to give? Yeah. And what does she expect to be getting? We booked the Beis Meir on the Tosfos. Yeah.